Okay, we'll stop because anyway, before we're going to get to the sugya of Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. Just want to say a few last words about Chol She'yesh Bo Sakana. Just recap what we came to by Maskana the last year. So we discussed that the Iker LaHalacha seems to be that the Kuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. And that the Mishnah Berurah says that when there's a Sakana that's Barer, a clear Sakana, we say that Shabbos is completely Hutra. And we also mentioned that even if Shabbos is Hutra, Afal Pikin, if one could do a Shinu, he should do a Shinu. It's always better to try to avoid Chil Shabbos, but Lamais is Hutra. So there's an issue that comes up often about what a person has to do to avoid Chil Shabbos. One question that comes up very often is a woman who's about to give birth, and her doctor knows in the next couple of days she's going to have to go to the hospital. So what to do for Shabbos? Should she stay home for Shabbos? Should she maybe rent a hotel room right next to the hospital? What if she has a simcha to go to? Could she go to the simcha? Even though if she does go into labor, it will entail a great deal of chil Shabbos. So it's a very important marmakam. It's a tashbeis. Tashbeis is in chelik aleph. Simon Chaf Aleph. The Tashbis says an amazing heter. Really a very extreme heter. He talks about if someone's Porush B'Shayara, he's going in a caravan crossing the desert, and he knows that going through with the Shayara, they're extremely likely not to stop on Shabbos. They're going to go, and if they go on Shabbos, if they have to travel on Shabbos, he can't be left behind on the in the desert. He has to go with the group. It's Hakanas Nefash to be left behind. So says the Tashbeitz, it's mutter. He says it's mutter, but tonight that he's going with Shei Mitzvah, or that he's leaving in the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Last 3 days of the week, so then if he's not going for Mitzvah, he's not allowed to go with that caravan. And he bases himself on a Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos, Daf Yutes, tells us that it's usher to be maslik v'sfina 3 days before Shabbos. You can't go on a ship on a long journey on the 3 days before Shabbos. So what does the Gemara mean? It says big machlekes rishayim. The Rif, he says, this has absolutely nothing to do with anything chil Shabbos. It's a din onig Shabbos. It's not onig Shabbos if you leave on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos, so you're not going to get your sea leg, you're going to be seasick. And therefore, a person, if they're going on a ship, they should always leave on the first 3 days of the week. He writes that if somehow it wouldn't tell chil Shabbos, this journey, so even Sunday he can't go on the trip, because he can't do anything that's going to bring him to Michal Shabbos. The Baal Amar, he writes that the Gemara's concern was the chashash of Chil Shabbos. That sometimes on a boat, things happen. You know, too much water is taken on the boat, and you have to start bailing out water, and even if it's the Shabbos, you can have to do that. So you're putting yourself in a situation that could come, there's a chance it could come to Chil Shabbos. So therefore, you don't need the Chil Shabbos, so therefore, when it's right before Shabbos, don't go on the ship. Because then it looks like you're not being careful of Shabbos. You're masked not to be Michal Shabbos. But if you're going for a mitzvah, or it's on the first days of the week, so then there's nothing wrong to do it. Should it happen to you that a case of Chil Shabbos comes up, Sakanas Nefashos happens, so it's not your fault. It's fine. Now the Tashbis does is a big chiddush, because the Baal Amar says that, but the Baal Amar is not clear how likely it is. You know, going on a ship, it's dangerous. You definitely say Tefillas HaDerech after you finish a trip on a ship, but how likely it is that there's going to be, you're going to have Sakanas Nefashos on Shabbos. Right? Could happen, but not necessarily so likely. And the Tashbeit, he sounds like he's talking about a case going through a desert. Sounds like it's very likely you're going to have to travel on Shabbos. Travel on Shabbos means travel on Shabbos with your things, with your water and all your things. So that's something that, at least the things that you have to carry for Sakanas Nefashos, so sounds like it's very likely it's going to be Chil Shabbos. Afal Pikin in the Tashbis was mutter. Reish Mem Ches, the Mechaber brings the Tashbis Lahalacha, and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah writes that this is the accepted psak, The Reb B'Tznai, that it's not Ba'adeichel Shabbos. Ba'adeichel Shabbos, that's too much to be matter. But a Suffolk Chil Shabbos, Mashmas, even a very real Suffolk, a real chance of Chil Shabbos, Afal Pikein is going for a mitzvah, it's mutter. And the basis for this is the Tashmis L'Shitaso. And if you remember, we quoted the Tashmis, he was really very firmly planted in the camp of Hutra. In fact, he was the one Rishon who discussing Chil Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh, he writes, it's Doma to Korbanos on Shabbos. It's Doma to being Makim Korbanos on Shabbos. It is Bechlal no Chil Shabbos. We mentioned this as well from the Tashbeis that he writes that any need of a chola, chola sheish sakana, any need, even a psychological need, you could be Mechal Shabbos. So Tashbeis, very much in line with that camp, so therefore he has this hetter, that at least if it's not a vade, Chil Shabbos, you're doing a mitzvah, it's not Shabbos yet, you do your mitzvah, and whatever happens, happens. So that's a big hetter. Right? So the question would be, if this woman, this Yoledes, if there's a mitzvah for her to stay home, or she'll have a better kima of Shabbos, more Oneg Shabbos at home, or if she's going to a simcha, there's a mitzvah for her to go to the simcha, so the male, she doesn't have to think. She doesn't have to think, maybe I'll go into labor. Right? It's not her chiv to think that. She can just think about her mitzvah. If she goes into her labor, so she'll be mechal Shabbos, but it'll be hotra. Now, there's another Maram Makum here, as Kedaita mentioned, important Maram Makum in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Rav Noah worth discusses Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and is later printed in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Al, Simon Zayin, is that he spoke about a shayla about a person, a chola sheyesh bo sakana, he's in a house and he needs light. So if he needs light, and so it's much to turn on light from him, Ferish Gemara. But what if the neighbor has a light? A neighbor has a kerosene light, and you can just borrow the neighbor's light. It won't involve any Chil Shabbos. But the problem is, it's 3 a.m. in the morning, and the neighbor's sleeping. So should this person knock on his neighbor's door? I'm sure his neighbor will be very happy. But knock on the neighbor's door and take his light, or should it be Mechal Shabbos? So the Mishnah Sacher, who's Rav Teichtal. Rav Teichtal is famous for Sefer Ein Banim Smecha. So he had this sort of shayla, and he writes that he thinks you have to wake up the neighbor every year to chayv to help do atzalas nefashos, wake him up for atzalas nefashos. It's his chayv, like your chayv, and you always have to do, if you have a choice of doing Chil Shabbos or not doing Chil Shabbos, you always have to try to save the chola behetter. So Shlomo Zalman said he didn't feel this way. Shlomo Zalman said it's mutter. And his raya, his big raya, he brings some Hilchos Avelos. Shinayin Dalet. This is, maybe we skipped it, maybe we did it. I think we did at least part of Shinayin Dalet. I don't remember if we did this or if we got into this. But Legavi Thomas Kohanim. Some of us did it, so more geschmack to talk it out. So there's Rama there. Rama talks about a Kohen who's traveling, and he finds a dead body, and the body's a Meis Mitzvah. And, of course, we know the halacha is that Meis Mitzvah is Docha Kahuna. A Kohen is allowed to bury Meis Mitzvah. But what if there's other people there? So then it wouldn't be a Meis Mitzvah, but the other people there have no interest in burying the body. They couldn't care less. They couldn't care less for whatever reason. They don't want to help. So is the Kohen Chayiv to hire, to pay the people around, pay them to bury the dead? And then the Mela won't be a Meis Mitzvah. Won't be a Meis Mitzvah, and he won't be Matame himself. Right? Save himself from the Isser of being Matame by hiring another Jew or a guy to bury the body. So So Rama says from a ritva that was not machayev to do so. Feirusha ritva nivamas, that the Kohen, he says it's a meis mitzvah, meis mitzvah, meis mitzvah, no one else here is going to bury it. So male, the Kohen, should bury it himself. He has no chiyuv to hire workers, to hire some to bury it. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So we see that a person doesn't have to go to great tircha, go to great lengths, or even to spend money. He doesn't have to spend money in order to save himself from a matzav of pekuach nefesh. A matzav of pekuach nefesh is hutra, and a meila, you don't have to spend the money. So it's pretty pashat. It's pointed out, though, there is a Tosfos that's cholik. The Tosfos in Nazir Mem Gimel that's cholik. Tosfos says, actually, not like the Ritva, he says that one does have to hire help, the Kohen does have to hire help in order not to be Matame himself. And the emphasis needs a little bit of Ian. It's pointed out that a person has to spend all his money to avoid being over on Isser Lo Saseh. So why are we being so makel here? Why is it the Kohen could just be Matame and not hire somebody? So the chod of shad is it's telling a big machloikis in Tumas Kohenim. Just the kids is big machloikis. Brachas daf chaf is machloikis rashi tosis. If we didn't have much time to really talk about Tumas Kohenim, but this is one machloikis, maybe the most yisodis of machloikis, is that rashi tosis have a machloikis in the heter of meis mitzvah. Rashi writes that meis mitzvah is not part of the iser. The Torah gave Issur to Kohen, don't be Matame Ba'amav, when you are Ba'amav, you have other people around, don't be Matame, but when you're alone and there's no one else to bury, there's no Issur. The Torah never asked it. And therefore Rashi says, V'makom eis mitzvah, there's no Issur. Hutra. Where's Tosus there? Tosus writes that there's nothing special about meis mitzvah and the Issur of Kahuna. Rather, the reason why meis mitzvah is docha kahuna is because kavod habrios is docha. Kavod habrios has a koach to be docha some isurim deraisa. A big cash in Tosis, why is that docha all isurim deraisa? But Tosis says be'etim is docha, kavod habrios is docha isurim. So memelam came lechayr Tosis l'shitaso. And if it's just a tzachia, so memela, you have to avoid it. However, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out the ikur is legavi b'kuach nefesh is hutra, and memela if it's hutra, memela there's no reason to worry about. There's no reason to worry about. Don't wake up your neighbor. You know, I'll just mention one other gemara that I think is perhaps more clear as a raya than anything else we've spoken about. Just a raya from the gemara. Is that it's very interesting. The Gemara in Pesachim and in Bava Kama, Kof Yud, when it's discussing this din of Tuma Hutra B'tzibur or Tuchuyu B'tzibur, the Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says that if Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, so then even if there's a Kohen Tahar there, the Tameh could do Avodah. And the Gemara says if it's Tuma is Tuchuyu B'tzibur, if it's just Tuchuyu, so then the Gemara says that if a base av is tameh, if robe of the tzibur is tameh, and this particular base av, the base av is a group of kohanim that are on duty today in the mikdash. If they're all tameh, they go to a different base av. They go to another base av in their mishmar, and if they have some kohanim that are still tahar, they use those kohanim. So this is telling us that the Mishmar, they go to a different base Av in the Mishmar. Meaning to say that the Kohanim, we know, are divided into 24 Mishmaros. Each one had 2 weeks that the whole Mishmar served in the Beis HaMikdash. And every day, there was a subdivision of that Mishmar, a base Av that worked in the Mikdash that day. So, if this Beis Av is Tameh, you take a Kohen from the other Beis Av. But Rashi says, in Bava Kama, Kof Yud, and other Rishayim, that the Gemara is telling us, you were a master, you look for a Tar Kohen, even in the second Beis Av, even in another Beis Av. But it's Dafka, Beis Av, and this Mishmar. But if the whole Mishmar is Tameh, there's no need to bring in a new Mishmar. to have a new shift of Kohanim come. Lamaisa, this is the shift that it's their turn in the Beis HaMikdash, they're all Tamei, you could do a Betumah. So we see from this a very important point, that even in the Rishonim, right, we mentioned there's Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, there's other Rishonim who hold that the Kuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya and not Hutzra. But it doesn't mean there's Mamash and Isser Shabbos. Right? We mentioned, no one holds this Mamash, a Chiyuv of Shabbos, and Isser Shabbos. It just means that it's Chil Shabbos v'Heter. There's a Pagam here, there's a Pagam to Shabbos. But Chil Shabbos, if I just got Chil Shabbos, and the Mela, even though it's the Begam to Shabbos, even if you hold the Chuya, you don't have to go to any sort of crazy lengths. Right? So, you know, there's levels of Tzidkis, but no one has to worry so much that even in the camp of the Chuya, one doesn't have to be so careful to avoid Chil Shabbos. Okay, so now we're starting Sif Yud Zayin. This is really the second sugya in the Limud, which is the sugya of Chol She'ein Bo Sakan. Chayla who doesn't have Sakan, yeah.
Yeah, I just realized, so in the case before with Shishi, like where she should go for Shabbat, so like if she needs a hotel or anything like that, then
the... So, right, she's potter. She doesn't have to do it. It costs money.
Yeah.
Right. Should have pointed that out. That's where it's going. Rather, she doesn't have to spend money to get herself out of Chil Shabbos. To spend money.
To go to
the doctor.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you like this. If you know, we mentioned that in the Zechuya camp, there's definitely some pagam to Shabbos. Even in the Hutzra camp, there's a maila of extra enhancement of Shabbos, right? So, you know, if you spend more money on Shabbos, it's certainly a chassidus. So if I spend more money to have nicer Shabbos shoes, if I spend Shabbos to not have to drive on Shabbos, there's also a sort of maila in spending money, right? So I don't... I agree with you that there could be a Mishnah Chassidus, but I don't. Fine. Well, so Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. So Rafu is after on Shabbos, but there's a level of sickness, a level of discomfort that gets into the klal of Chola. Something called a Shem Chola, and that Shem Chola has a koach to create Hetayim. There's an idea that often we have a postcard that B'makam Chola Lo Gazra Abanam, B'makam Tzar Lo Gazra Abanam. So the one Hetayim that's really B'feirish, Kuli Al B'feirish in the Gemara, is the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes. The Gemara tells us, Kol Tzarche Chola Nasin Al Yidei Armoi B'Shabbos. That Tzarche Chola, anything, whatever it is, meaning even Malacha Deraisa, a Chol She'ein Bo Sakan, it's mutter, I did a guy. To ask a guy to cook for a Chola on Shabbos, even though Ein Bo Sakana. The first Nakuda to talk about is what exactly is the Geder of a Chola. Who's a Chola? So the Ramban, in terms of Adam, and taken from the Rabban to other Rishonim and to Poskim, is that Hashem Chola is a person who's nafal l'mishkav. He falls to bed, bedridden, but if he's mechazik v'holich kibari, and he's able to go outside with strength, he's well enough to go outside and look, be mechazik, to look normal, so b'meila, he's not a chola. Now, the Rabban doesn't mention how he knows that. The Gemara just talks about Chola. The Gemara says nothing about what the Geder is. So just the Lashonus of the Rabban, I think make it pretty clear where he's coming from, is coming from a Pasuk, the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim is talking about the din of a Rotzeach, that a Rotzeach who injures a person, attacks another person, the person is injured, and the Pasuk says he's Nafal a Mishkav, And then eventually the injured party passes away, so the Rotzeach is then Rotzeach is Chayv Misa. What the pasuk tells us is that if the injured person, before he dies, he's come v'shalech b'ashok, v'shalech b'chutz, he gets up and he's able to walk, so then v'nika makka. Then we say that even if the person dies, the rotzeach is not a rotzeach, we don't put him to death, because l'maisa, he didn't seem to die straight from what happened. He seemed to be well enough to walk outside, so now he dies, it's not directly related, or it's not sufficiently directly related to the rotzeach, and therefore the rotzeach is off the hook. So we see from here, you say that when someone's bedridden, so they're a sheiches to misa. That's called being sick. That's a matziv, a chalos in the person, that if he dies, it seems to be an outcome of his condition. Someone in bedridden and then dies, we assume he died from his matziv, the matziv that made him bedridden. So therefore, if someone, so the rotzeach injured him, stays in bed, and dies, we assume he died from the rotzeach. But if he gets out of bed, so then it's not direct. So that's the story. A chola is someone has, there's a sheiches to death. You know, a chola, even though it's amos hakana, we look at him, we say, we don't see that this seems to be a flu. It seems to be a flu, and, you know, shouldn't kill you. But if it has a sheiches to misa, right? He could die, right? People die from the flu, right? We can't say we know he's not going to die. The mice says he's in bed, and bed has a sheiches to misa. It's not enough to be the threshold of the koach nefesh, but it is a serious condition. So memelo l'chor, that's the pshat here. That's the pshat, and that gives a shear for chola. It's interesting, just because if we want to know if someone's a chola or not, it really gives us a very good gedder, because the chayyur, we could just borrow the gedarim that we find in Hilchos Ritzicha, like Din of Rotzeach. So there's a mechilta on that pasuk in Mishpatim, and it tells us two important dinim. It points out that a stafka, if he's yakum v'shalech b'chutz, so then v'nika hamaka. But if the chola, if the injured person is able to walk around in his house, he doesn't have the strength to walk outside, but he can walk around inside, so then if he dies, the Rotzeach is still killed. The Mechilta is also, it's Medayik from the Lashon, Mishalech B'chutz, that if he's Masnunava Holech, if he's not mamish walking straight, but he's hobbling, Masnuna, so that also will not pass to the Rotzeach. So the same thing applies l'gabe our halachos, our din of what makes the din chole in order to be matter amir la'akum. So the geder is exactly this. It's in a chinam, if he's in house and he wants to be in bed, you know, he has to go to the bathroom, maybe b'doichik, he has to schlep himself out to get to the Shabbos table, but l'maisa, he's basically bedridden, he can't go to shul like this, Can't go for a walk outside in public. So, memelo, that'll have a din of a chola. That'll have a chola, and therefore you could do anything, even a malacha d'oraisa al yidei goy. That's the first din, the first heter. Now, there's a second heter here. The second heter is found in Ksuvos Daf Samach. The Gemara says there that a goneach is some sort of condition. Can't tell you 100% what the condition is. But it's a condition that the refuah is drinking hot milk, hot goat milk. So the Gemara says, goneach yonik chalav b'Shabbos. He's allowed to suck directly from a goat on Shabbos.
Why is it a goat?
Why a goat?
Why not a cow?
Why not a cow? I'll tell you the reason I'm saying a goat. I'm saying a goat because the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Pei talks about a goat. Talks about being yonah for a goat. If it's a cat, it won't make any difference. Sounds scary to suck from a cat. just in the picture, but okay, it could be a cow too. Okay, I don't really research this to see like what this heals and effects of this, but apparently this is something that was done for this condition. So Gemara says, my time, why is this mutter? Yonik mafarik halacha yads. Yonik is an isra of mafarik. Mafarik, which pashas is a told of dash, but it's halacha yad. But makam sara lo goes to Rabbanan. But makam sara, the Rabbanan one goes there. So we see here a big heter. We see a new heter. We see a heter doing things like they Yisrael. But al yedei shinu, al yedei kalacha yad. So that's the second heter.
So it's kalacha yad?
It's kalacha yad. Kalacha yad meaning that milking an animal pashas is the raisa, if you milk it to get milk with your hands. But sucking directly, that's a kalacha yad. That's not derech of milking, it's not derech of tisha b'kach, and therefore it's mutter. So that's the second group of heter. Now just before we discuss the heter of shinui, which is a big discussion, but there's a chiddush in the Gemara. The chiddush in the Gemara is the words that says, "Ubemakom tsara lo gazer rabbanon." Here the Gemara doesn't say "Ubemakom chola." Right? Different than the Gemara we discussed in Miral Akum, the Gemara talks about a chola being a heter. Here the heter seems to be "Ubemakom tsara." So that's something that's potentially a very big heter, right? You have a headache. That's tsar. You know, it's hard to know exactly what the tsar of goneach is because we don't really know exactly what the condition is. But a headache's tsar. Eric is tsar. So how does this play in? It doesn't say chol. It says malakum tsar. That should make a heter. Now, lechayra, if kalacha yad, if a shinu is mutter b'makom tsar, lechayra who is then a mira la'akum should be mutter. Right, a mira la'akum is more kal than a malach with a shinu. Right, the Gemara in Erevin Samaches that says a mira la'akum is more kal than other shvusim. A malach with a shinu, so lemais is a malach, Yisrael is doing something. Whereas the Gemara says that a malacha idea guy is a shvus she'ein bo maisa. There's no maisa. Yisrael's not doing anything, and therefore it's more mutter than a malacha klacha yad. So memela l'chayiv tzar is matter klacha yad. The chayiv is also matter amir l'akam. But it's not so pashut, and this is where there's really different shittos here. It's because there's another gemara. There's a gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yudalev. And the Gemara is, at least on the surface, the favorite socio of the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yudalev is talking different things about people who are starving and what we could do for a person that's starving. And the Gemara talks about that the Rabbanim, in some circumstance, were yonik on Shabbos. So they were very extreme circumstance, they were yonik on Shabbos. So the Gemara says there that the heter of Yunika, the Gemara in Yevamos, the way it comes out, concludes that the heter of Yunika is dafka on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, the Rabbanim were able to yonik from an animal on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, they could be yonik from an animal, but the Gemara says on Shabbos, even on Makom Tzar, you can't be yonik. Because Shabbos is a chash of Isser Skila, right? If you were Gzeira, wouldn't be Yonik, if you would do a Kedarko, it would be Isser Skila. And therefore, since it's a chash of Isser Skila, so therefore, even with Makom Tzar, we would not matter Isserim on Shabbos. It's Yom Tov, which is so lav, so with Makom Tzar, it goes Rabban. So this Gemara seems to be saying differently. It seems to be saying a tremendously important chumrah, right? It's a very big chumrah here, right? The chumrah is that on Shabbos there's no heter of tsar. Tsar isn't enough to make a heter on Shabbos. When your boss is thinking, okay. Okay. Salamaisa on Sangha Sista. Salcha is a big machlekes between the Gemara in Ksuvis and the Gemara in Yavamas. So the Gemara in Ksuvis seems to say that Sar is a heter for Shabbos. It's a heter from Lachas Klachiyat on Shabbos. Where the Gemara in Yavamas is saying Lefeirish Nat, saying the Chumra of Shabbos, Sar doesn't make a heter. Right? Tremendously big sphere. So Tosvis asks the question, he gives two terutzim. These two terutzim really make a very big difference to Allah HaMaisa. So the Rish says this is Machlokas HaSugis. Right? Very Pasha Teres, Machlokas HaSugis. And he tells us he's a diet from Lashon and Ksuvis that the Halacha is like the Gemara and Ksuvis, and the Maisa Tsar makes a Hector on Shabbos. Good. Right? So the Rish, Lechaira, any Tsar, I don't know, any Tsar, but at a certain level of Tsar, at least comparable to the Tsar of Goneach, makes a heter for Kalacha Yad on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Tam says a different text. Rabbi Tam says, if you look carefully in the Gemaras, there's a chilk between the Gemara Ksuvus and the Gemara Yifamus. The Gemara Ksuvus was talking about a Goneach. A goneach is a medical condition. It's something. It sounds like something to do with the breathing of the heart. So something wrong with the person. He's sick. So a male by a sick person. So then, when a sick person is in tsar, so then we're matter shvus kalacher yad. But in yivamis, we're talking about a person who's starving. A person who's starving. You know, we've never been starving. You know. You know, I had a Rebbe who was in Bergen-Belsen, and he always said, he gets angry when people on Tanisim say that they're starving. He says, you're not starving. You know what it feels like. So, you know, so it's a big tsar. Whatever it was that the Rabbanon were starving on Shabbos. But Lamaisa says, Rebbe Notam, it's still different than a chola. It's not like the Goneach, and by Goneach there's more of a heter. Perhaps in Hezber, perhaps you could say in Hezber, Alpi the Egli Tal, that the Egli Tal says that the soul of the Heter for Mir L'Akam I didn't say over the Egli Tal yet, did I? What? I never spoke on this Egli Tal. So let's bring in, there's an Egli Tal here. Just explain a little more. What's miyuchad about chola? Right, chola is important. Sar is important. There's a lot of big needs. Like what's the yisoid? So I mentioned that a chola in a sense has a shaychus to misa. Right, it's ain't vos sakana, but it's a shaychus to yishvos sakana. So Egli Tal says a yisoid. It's a, you know, Egli Tal is Avnei Nezer Chassidish, and there's almost a Chassidish flavor to his bark. But he says just a very beautiful thing. He says there's a relationship between the Din D'Oraisa of Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, which Din D'Oraisa creates a heter. He says there's a connection to that, a relationship between that and the Din D'Rabbanan of Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. And he gives a mashal. He says that a mashal from something we learned in Gittin, for those of us who are learning Gittin, that the Gemara says in Gittin that on Shabbos one's allowed to buy a house from a guy in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Because buying property, buying a house from a guy in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, a shaykh is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And therefore there's a heter. And the Gemara says there's a heter, but not that the Jew should write himself a Ali Day Guy. A Jew can have a guy write up a Shtar Kinyan and be kona a house from a guy on Shabbos. So the Egli Tal brings a Yerushalmi. Amazing Yerushalmi. This is Machshava, it's very important Yerushalmi. Mo Katan Beis Dalim. Yerushalmi says that Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Ken D'Oraisa the Tikun. That we find that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the real mitzvah is learned that it's the pasuk says that we should take over Eretz Yisrael and live there. We conquer Eretz Yisrael and settle Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us that the Yerushalmi says that Kivush Eretz Yisrael is Docher Shabbos, even with the Malacha Deraisa. Because the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, it says you should fight with the city Adrita, that you could conquer Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. The Gemara says Yericho was conquered on Shabbos. So says the Yerushalmi, just like we find on the Deraisa level, you can be Mechal Shabbos with the Malacha for Kivush Eretz Yisrael, so too, to buy a house from a guy in Eretz Yisrael, to help the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter to Michal Shabbos with Amir al-Akram. It's a dimyon on a Rabbanon Dikah level, that we learn from the Torah, the Rabbanon learned from the Torah. The mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael is very important, to the point that you can be Michal Shabbos. So the Meila, buying a house in Eretz Yisrael has a sheiches to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's not the same as conquering Eretz Yisrael and settling Klal Yisrael there, right? You could find another place to live, right? Doesn't mean that you're not going to live there if you don't own that house. But it's not real Kivush Eretz Yisrael. You can't write a shtar on Shabbos. But Lameisa, Amir al-Akim is mutter. So says the Agla Tal, so too he says the Chol Sheein Bo Sakana. Chol Sheein Bo Sakana, we see from the Parshas Mishpatim, has a sheiches, a certain sheiches to Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. It's a sheiches to a meila. It's a sheiches to a meila. We're not matter chilul Shabbos. We're not matter malacha. But we are matter amir al akam. Yeah.
Is he allowed to sign the document like the shiur or something?
Yeah. Could be yeah. But we'll talk about that more. That's a very good question. We're gonna talk. Okay. But the pasuk says yes. Oh, you're talking about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or you're talking about so.
Because he needs to sign the documents together.
So I don't know not necessarily. That's okay. We'll have to think about that. I never thought about that. So we have to think about that. Okay. In any case, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam L'chayra says that Tsar itself is not the same as a Chola. Chola is its own geder. The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, we find here two deos. Bruin Sif Lamed Gimel. Sif Lamed Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch just brings two deos, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Mishra Brura says that Skamas Achronim is like Rabbeinu Tam. That it's daf, it has to be some tsar, but tsar alone is not enough of a heter for Mir la'akim. It has to be in conjunction with some type of a choli. On the Rishi that comes out, the Ari Shonim who say Stam tsar is a heter on Shabbos. The Gra actually seems in Yitzayin, the Gra seems to be of the opinion that Sam tsar is matter on Mir la'akim. I'll just mention the Gra brings an interesting raya. The Gra writes in the Bir Gra on Yitzayin, he says, he thinks Tsar is a heter. He quotes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chav Ches. And you also this Gemara. The Gemara says, HaChoshesh B'shinav Lo Yigameya. Someone who's Choshesh, he has discomfort, a chashash, Losh of Chashash in his teeth, so then he's Aser B'refuah. So the Gemara has a suffix. What does choshesh mean? The Gemara has a suffix. Does choshesh mean, what if the teeth hurt a lot? So the Gemara says, if it's kayev le'tuva, is that b'chal choshesh or is that not b'chal choshesh? So the Gra assumes, he just takes the side, he says, he thinks the ikur is like the tzar in the Gemara, that choshesh is just a lashon of choshesh. He says, pashas, the Gemara brings up such a tzar that choshesh includes kayev le'tuva, but the Gemara is mistaken. He says the ikur he thought in the Gemara was that choshesh means as opposed to kayev latuva. Choshesh means it's uncomfortable. But if it's a big tsar, he says it's mashma from the Gemara that would create a heter. That's not bechal choshesh. And therefore the Gemara says he thinks that a big tsar is bechal achola. But the ikur seems to be like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashba on Shabbat Kochav Test. He says it's a heter by goneach because of the case of a chola who has tzar. He's sick and he has tzar. In the Ramah, So really two Ramas about this. The first Ramah is in Sif Beis. The Ramah quotes from the Archos Chaim that if someone has a toothache on Shabbos, they could ask a guy to pull the tooth. Right? Pashas, it sounds like pulling a tooth, Pashas is a Nisa Dereisa, but it's still Mutter Al Yedei Guy because it's something that hurts a lot. Now there is interesting, it just says, he's just matter. Right, just matter, you know, if you look at Archos Chaim and Tzai, he just said, because it's a tzar, it's mutter. But if you look at the Ramah actually in Sif Yud Zayin, just read his Lashon, he quotes a Lashon is taken from the Magen Mishnah in Beis Yud. He says, in Yeshlo Mechosh, she mitzar, v'cholom imenu kol gufo. It's tzar, it's such a tzar that he feels it in his whole guf. His whole body doesn't feel well because of the tzar. So he says, then it's mutter, amir la'akon. So the Mishnah Brura, if you look at the Mishnah Brura back on Sif Beis, he writes that this is also true in Sif Beis. When we talk about a toothache, it's mutter to ask a guy to pull the tooth. So says the Mishnah Brura, that's because Ramah's just assuming it's pashut. If a person has a toothache enough that a person wants to pull the tooth, that's bestow enough pain that's chalmi menachol gufo, it affects his whole body. Affects his whole health, his whole being. It's interesting, the Ran, I just mentioned this, the Ran, in Lama Tess in Daf Yarif, the Ran brings a raya that stam pain is not a heter, and it brings the raya the exact opposite of the Gra. He quotes the Gemara, has a sad to say Choshesh, that Choshesh includes Kayav Leituva. He just quotes the same Gemara, just a different, the other side of the Gemara, and he quotes it as a Raya exactly for a character. It's Stam pain is not a heter. So therefore, that's what we assume Lahalacha. That pain, yes, pain is a heter, but it's a pain in conjunction with Choli. So what that means, right, just take Lahalacha, what that means is that there's two types of cholas. There's a shame chol, but there's two ways to get a shame chola. A person could get a shame chola because he's bedridden, so that will show his chola. It could be he's not in so much pain. Like sometimes the person is just, they're like dizzy from being sick, or they're wiped out from their sick, they just can't get out of bed. And there's another type of a chola, a different type of illness that is an illness, but it could be called chola. Happens to be he doesn't have to be in bed because it's not the nature of the pain, but it's in so much pain that it makes them feel sick. Okay, so it's like a slightly different geder. That's the geder. A migraine headache. You know, for those who suffer from migraine. Hopefully people haven't been through so much pain, they don't know exactly what we're talking about. But there's a certain threshold of pain where a person is like, he's not functional, can't function in a regular way. You know, maybe it doesn't have to be down in bed because the bed doesn't help him. You know, maybe jogging helps with his pain, but it doesn't matter. But it's such a pain that it's affecting him that he can't function really. Whatever exactly that is. But one thing we see a toothache is that much pain. Toothache, gonech, I don't know what it is. Toothache, I have an idea what it is. Baruch Hashem, we usually don't have to get a pull. We go to our dentist, but It's that type of pain. That type of pain makes a heter. Okay. So now let's just talk a little bit about the heter of a shino. Okay. We're gonna have to finish the sugya next week. It's actually a pretty big sugya. Okay. But the heter of shino, so from the Gemara, it seems pretty clear. You know what Yoni was saying is that you could even write with the shino, right? Let's say a person's sick and they're going to the doctor. Or they're going to the emergency room. But Lamaisa is not Sakana, and you have to sign to get into the emergency room. So sign with a shino, right? Pash is pretty clear that should be mutter. Why? Because that's what the Gemara says, that for a chol she'ein bo sakana, far kalach yad is mutter. Now the strange thing is,
the camel is not going to be
okay, Rabbi Yamin, okay. Now there is Rabbi Yamin's bringing up a point. This point, before Binyamin, this point was said by the Ra'ah. Okay? So there's a Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is in the Bela Kabayas, Bayas Gimel Shar Zayin. Okay? So the Ra'ah says that he thinks that an animal is not really is milking is not an issa deraisa because it's not gedulei karka, as Rabbi Yamin pointed out, and therefore when the Gemara says it's mefarek kalacha yad, mefarek is a told of dash, but it doesn't mean it's mamish a told of dash. It's mefarek cholev is really doma to dash and slav dafka. Okay, very nice, Rabbi Yamin.
What does it mean it's not
okay.
What?
Okay, so we don't want to get into sugis for Shabbos that we're really not holding it. There is an opinion that says I don't want to get too far afield, but real disha is only begedule karka, real threshing. So we're showing we have a problem with the Gemara saying that milking is a told of dash, because after all, the cow is not like wheat. Wheat grows from the ground, and that's where real disha is. I don't want to get into so much. I'll tell you why. Because Kemal al Rishonim are cholik. Okay? Rishonim talk about the issue, and there's a great deal to be said about why cholik is an issa d'oraisa. But Allah Chalamaisa, we assume that cholik is an issa d'oraisa. And therefore, we would expect the din to be that even an issa d'oraisa kalachar yad is mutter. What's strange is that if you look in the Ramban and other Rishonim, the Ran and the Shulchan Aruch, so they all hold that they all for some reason just write that a cholish aimless akan it's mutter to do a isur drabanan with a shinui. So why do they say that? Well, why would they say that? So that is a big kasha, In fact, therefore, there are achronim who are cholik on this mashmos. The Egli Tal and Tochen, Sif Yud Ches, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Sif Yud Tes, they write that this mashmos is an incorrect mashmos, and that the truth is it's clear from the Gemara, even though the Ramban, for some reason, just talks about a shvus kalacha yad, but who adin deraisa malacha deraisa kalacha yad is also completely mutter, right? They could sign into the hospital, sign with the left hand to shinui, and it's mutter to sign in for a cholash ein bo sakan. So that's why there are matirim. The Mishnah Berurah, though, is very clearly machmer. He says, dafka d'rabbanan. And explanation, so he only gives in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Siman Tov Tzad Yivav. I don't know why he only explains it there. But Tov Tzad Yivav, Sif Beis, is in Hilchos Yom Tov talking about the heter of Refuah on Yom Tov Shein Shal Galius. So in that context, the Mishnah Berurah discusses doing a malacha kalacha yad for a chola on Yom Tov Sheni, and he says you could be matter, and he says there is room, there is a tzad to matter a malacha deraisa kalacha yad on Yom Tov Sheni. He says, but normally on Shabbos, he says on Shabbos there's no heter of malacha deraisa kalacha yad. And he says, what about the Gemara? The Gemara that says that b'makom tzar for goneach is a heter to be yonek on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's different. Because that's a big halacha yad. That's a giant shin. He says, it's b'chlal not derech malacha. And it's definitely true. Being yonek is very much not derech malacha. And I don't want to get too deeply into Hilchos Shabbos, but we know in Hilchos Shabbos, anything that's derech achila is not derech malacha. But even borer, if a person is eating watermelon, they could spit out the pits. Even those psalos mitocha ochel. But it's mamash, the more something is connected to eating, the less it has to do with malacha. Malacha is work, eating is eating. It doesn't have shaychus to Isur Shabbos. And therefore, being yonik, it's inachinami. Real cholim is a malacha. But yonik is a really dramatic change from the malacha, and therefore that made a heter. But says the Mishnah Berurah, stam v'shinuim would not be a heter. Hey, you can look in the Ritva on Kuf Mem. Ritva on Kuf Mem also said this before the Mishnah Berurah. He says the shinu matter is only a big shinu. It has to be a dramatic shinu like Yonek. That the Ritva is actually saying even in Drabanan, he says he's not matter any shinu that's not a dramatic shinu. The Mishnah Berurah is saying Lagavi the Raisa shinu into Raisa, you want it to be dramatic. Okay. So, that's the Isser. Some are matter, some are machmer. You know, standard minig asks you know, that solid guy that they're definitely, you know, they're definitely happy doing this at the right sort of shinui. I just point out there's good basis to be machmer here. You know, besides for a little bit, it's more the steamist haposkim that they bring down this heter as a drabbanon with shinui. There's a good reason also just to be more machmer in this area because the whole sugya of kalachar yad, I have to tell you, it's not so pashut. Doing shinuyim, right? You open a light, you know, open a light with your elbow. Right? I've seen people that tell people for chol she'en bo sakana, doing melachos with their elbow. It's not so pashut because shinu is not so pashut, right? Some shinu we know, ksiva with the left hand, right? That's one of the most favorite shinuyim. That the melacha itself is being done in a different way. It's not the normal malacha. It's not the omnistic way, a professional way of doing malacha. However, different things are not so pashut. You open a light with your elbow. So is that a real change in the malacha? You know, mom is changing the malacha. It's not omnistic. So the truth be told, it's not so pashut. There's merachar zerua. This is Simon Lamed Aleph. Merachar zerua, he says to Yisai that it's very powerful Yisai. Just in Lumdus, to me, it's just very compelling. He writes, he says, what if you're gonna do a shinui in cooking? You're gonna lift up the pot with your arms, not with your hand, and put it on the fire. So is that the rabbanon or the raisa? So the merachar zerua tainis, that's the raisa. And I hear it very stark, because the bishul is happening like any other bishul, right? In bishul, the actual malacha is being done with the fire and the pot, and the person, the actual mechal shavs, could be sleeping. And the malacha is done, and the guy sleeping wakes up and finds out that he's chayav skila, right? Because it's pot. Right, the malacha is done. The fact that the placing the pot on the fire was without his hands, that's not a real shinui in the malacha. Right, the same thing could be by havara. Right, you put one log a log right next to a log that's on fire, so the second log will catch fire from the first log.
So, was Marco see that comparison? Was it just special?
What?
Marco Zerua just said Bishul.
So he said Bishul, but the Lumdus that he says.
I don't want to compare Lumdus.
What?
It's just like what, like comparing them to the Zerua or something.
I don't want to get too far afield. You know, we could talk Ish Malacha, we could talk about, you want to get Zerua and Cheskhen. Let me talk. Okay? There's a lot of Torah to be learned. But the fire spreads on its own. The fire is doing the spreading, but the mavir is creating the matzav. Right? So I would say the same thing. You turn on the light with your elbow. Okay, very nice. You know, we turn on the light. Normally, I turn on the light with my finger. That's true. But could we say that the malacha of turning on the light bulb? Let's say it's the malacha of mavir, right? Maybe not. But let's say. So that malacha, I did it b'shino. It's not a regular mavir. This is it's not malachas machshavas. It's not a malacha chashuva because I did it with my elbow. So I would tell you that's hard to hear. So that's just another consideration to think about here. To be very slow to be matter malacha with the shinu, unless it's tak an extreme shinu, something really that's comparable to being yonek from the behema. Okay, so we'll stop here because we have to. Okay, yeah, so I'll stop here. Okay, Rabbi Say, so Be'ez Hashem next week. I hope you have at least another 3 shiurim, and we'll have to try to finish. Oh, so that's one of the things Rishonim say. Rishonim do suggest that we do find that perhaps an animal is also called gedulei karka.